long before there was an American Civil War waged over the issue of slavery, there was the struggle for slaves to find freedom. The first chapters of that story are ones few have ever heard, with slaves escaping not north, but south. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. It's a piece of green space surrounded by America's oldest European-built city. David Nolan shares its importance in St. Augustine, Florida.
People always hear the phrase Underground Railroad and they think it's something that went from south to north, but the original Underground Railroad went from south to farther south. It went from the British colonies in Carolina down into Spanish-controlled Florida.
Long before there was an American Civil War or even a United States of America, slaves found freedom in Florida.
The Spanish had a policy that if slaves could escape here and they would join the Catholic Church and declare their allegiance to the King of Spain, then they would be given their freedom. And so Spanish Florida became a beacon for slaves.
Most of those who escaped to Florida had been born free in West Africa, then captured and brought to the British colonies in America, where they were enslaved.
When there was a threat of invasion from these British colonies, the Spanish governor decided who would fight more bitterly against a British invasion than these people who had just escaped from slavery. And so he established in 1738 the first free community of ex-slaves in the United States.
The settlement and fortifications were known as Fort Mose.
Sure enough, in 1740, the British came and attacked. General Oglethorpe from Savannah came down here, and the turning point in Oglethorpe's raid was the Battle of Fort Mose. That was the thing that turned him around and sent him back to Savannah instead of making him the governor of Florida.
So what happened to the fort and its heroic former slaves? More next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Augustine, Florida, I'm Andrew McCrae.